Morning. Welcome back to Commute and Compute. I'm Contra, your host. And today I want to take a little journey to the heart of America, to small towns that once thrived and are now struggling or are beginning to struggle. And I want to imagine what happens when Bitcoin shows up in these forgotten places. And I want to show you how a technology most people think of, you know, as, you know, online money could become, you know, a spark that revives entire communities. And across the United States, thousands of small towns face a slow, painful decline. You know, drive through the Rust Belt or the plains of the Midwest, and you'll see it. Empty storefronts, abandoned factories, homes with boarded up windows. And the reasons are many. Globalization essentially shipped jobs overseas. Automation erased others. You know, big box chains wiped out family businesses. And not to mention, even like the opioid crisis hollowed out, you know, what was left of Main Street. And young people leave for cities, taking the town's future with them. And those who stay behind often feel more or less trapped. And these towns become dependent on government programs when this happens, or occasional corporate investments that never last. And the cycle of hope and disappointment repeats itself. But what if the key to breaking that cycle wasn't another grant from DC or another chain store moving in? What if it was, you know, what if the key was something radically different? An unstoppable, borderless, decentralized money. Bitcoin, with its open network and permissionless nature, offers an opportunity, I think, for towns to build their own economic lifelines, you know, to opt out of a system that's been bleeding them dry and start over on their own terms. I mean, imagine a small town where local shop owners start accepting Bitcoin alongside cash. Instead of giving 3% of every sale to Visa or MasterCard, you know, that money stays in the community. A local diner, a barbershop, or something like a hardware store, each of them keeping more of what they earn, building a circular economy where customers can earn and spend Bitcoin right where they live. For residents, I think it's an escape from the crushing reality of inflation eroding their paychecks and our paychecks every month. And for the town, I think it's a new layer of resilience that would begin to happen. Now, you know, picture that town browning itself as the Bitcoin-friendly community. It puts up a sign that says Bitcoin is accepted here. You know, as you drive in through the city or you enter into it. They host Bitcoin workshops, you know, at the local coffee shops, the libraries, schools, teaching people how to use wallets, how to secure their coins, how to send payments without middlemen. You know, news spreads online, and before long, Bitcoiners who value sovereignty, you know, low time preference, and a tight-knit community start moving in. You know, they're software developers, small business owners, or even remote workers with families who want a slower pace of life in a place that aligns with their principles. They're people who are tired, you know, they're tired, you know, of city rent, who want to homeschool their kids, who want land, and they bring skills, capital, and energy. These new residents start small businesses as you know, of their own: coffee roastery, you know, a software consultancy, a machine shop that accepts Bitcoin. You know, they pay their employees in Bitcoin or dollars, but the choice itself gives workers agency. The town's economy becomes more independent from the state of the dollar or the whims of big corporations. Locals learn to save in Bitcoin, preserving their wealth in something that can't be printed away. And as this community grows, you know, the town becomes a magnet for others who share the same mindset, you know, people who want freedom, who want to build something real, who don't want to be dependent on unstable fiat money. Then think about what happens, you know, when the community wants to restore the old theater downtown or fix the crumbling town square. You know, instead of waiting for a government grant that may never come, they raise Bitcoin from supporters around the world. With a Bitcoin address, you know, they can receive donations instantly and directly without approval or, you know, bureaucratic delays. Every sat raised can be tracked on the blockchain, giving donors confidence the money is going where it should. Projects that would take years, you know, of paperwork and permits can start moving ahead in weeks instead of months and years. And next comes the idea of even local Bitcoin mining. You know, small towns often have access to cheap, stranded energy, maybe an old hydro plant, a natural gas well, you know, or an abundant wind power. Instead of selling that energy, you know, at a loss or letting it go to waste, the town could mine Bitcoin. And profits from mining could be pooled into a local Bitcoin treasury, a sovereign wealth fund that finances public goods, better roads, you know, updated schools or medical clinics. You know, the town wouldn't have to beg state capitals or corporations. It would fund its future with its own resources. And as the Bitcoin economy grows, the town's, you know, library or community center would become essentially an education hub, hosting meetups and conferences that bring in visitors from other towns and, you know, even maybe from other states. These events would attack tourism. They'd fill restaurants and hotels and raise the town's, you know, profile. Meanwhile, locals, you know, I think gain skills that make them more competitive in a global economy. Learning not just how to spend Bitcoin, but how to build businesses and softwares, you know, software around it. The local government essentially could experiment with transparency by using Bitcoin to accept voluntary donations for community pod projects, you know, and publishing every transaction in real time, being completely transparent. Residents could actually see where the funds go and how they're spent, which in turn would build trust in a way that's, you know, impossible in traditional OPEC, you know, budgets these days. And then imagine, you know, the town's culture changing. Bitcoin teaches low time preference, the idea of thinking in decades instead of days. They're forward thinkers. And now the residents, they start renovating historic buildings instead of tearing them down. Families could start planting, you know, orchards that would take years to bear fruit. People save instead of living paycheck to paycheck. And then, you know, as a parent, you know, teaching their children how to build wealth that lasts. The fatalism that once hung over the town is replaced by purpose and a sense of pride. And as the town thrives, it would become a model for others. You know, journalists write stories about how a dying community found new life by embracing Bitcoin. Visitors would come to see how it works, how businesses accept payments, how people live free from predatory banks. I think other towns would start to take note, and a movement would begin. One small town after another, revitalizing themselves, not with top-down, you know, programs, but with grassroots adoption of an unstoppable money. The positive consequences, you know, would ripple outward. Businesses make more money because they're not paying middlemen anymore. Workers keep more of what they earn. And in turn, I think property values would rise as demand increases naturally. And young people come back because there's opportunity again. Locals rediscover that community pride it probably once had. And the town itself becomes anti-fragile, you know, better able to withstand some of these economic shocks because it's no longer entirely dependent on the dollar or these outside corporations. Bitcoin doesn't just give individual sovereignty. It can give entire communities the power to build a future on their own terms. In places long written off as a hopeless town, it can rekindle that hope, I think. And in towns where Main Street once symbolized, you know, American prosperity, Bitcoin can help light the signs again. So if you're listening to this and you're from a small town, or if you have roots in one, I want you to think about what it would take to start the conversation there. Could your town become the first, you know, in your state to accept Bitcoin in every shop? Could your community mine Bitcoin with stranded energy? Could your local leaders embrace transparent budgeting using the blockchain? Could you teach your neighbors what self-custody means and why it matters? This is the kind of revolution Bitcoin makes possible. Not just for Wall Street or for Silicon Valley, but for places that built America and have just essentially been left behind. Because Bitcoin isn't just internet money. It's a tool to restore dignity, independence, an opportunity where it's needed most. So let's get that conversation going. I'm not saying it already hasn't started, but for the individual who listens anywhere in the world to this podcast, spread that word. Get it out there. Share this podcast with others. Help them to think a little bit differently and outside the box and what Bitcoin means and what it can mean for a declining society or town. And the possibilities are endless. That's it for today's episode of Commute and Compute. I hope this vision of Bitcoin-powered small town revival inspires you as it does me. Something I've been thinking about coming from a small town myself. So share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. You know, this hope, it's still possible in America and in America's heartland. And love y'all. Love the support you guys have been giving me. I'm Contra, reminding you to stay sovereign and to build the world you want to live in one block at a time. I'm out.